This languid sensation spreads over my lower half, like a liquid floating to the surface. When I tell her, she grabs some tissues from the bedside, and I come, over and over like crazy. A little while later, she goes to the kitchen, tosses away the tissues, and rinses her hand. "Sorry," I say. "It's all right," she says, snuggling back into bed. "No need to apologize. It's just a part of your body." "So, do you feel better?" "Definitely." "I'm glad," she thinks for a while, then says, "I was thinking how nice it'd be if I was your real sister." "Me too," I say. She lightly touches my hair. "I'm going to sleep now, so why don't you go back to your sleeping bag? I can't sleep well unless I'm alone, and I don't want your hard-on poking me all night, okay?" I go back to my sleeping bag and close my eyes. This time, I can sleep. A deep, deep sleep, maybe the deepest since I ran away from home. It's as if I'm in some huge lift that slowly, silently carries me deeper and deeper underground. Finally, all light has disappeared. All sound faded away. When I wake up, Sakura's left for work. It's 9 a.m. My shoulder hardly aches at all anymore. Just as she said. On the kitchen table, I find a morning paper, a note, and a key. Her note says, "I watched the TV news at 7 and looked all through the paper, but there weren't any bloody incidents reported around here. So I don't think that blood was anything. Good news, eh? There isn't much in the fridge, but help yourself, and make use of whatever you need around the house. If you aren't planning to go anywhere, feel free to hang out here. Just put the key under the doormat if you go out." I take a carton of milk from the fridge, check the expiry date, and pour it over some cornflakes, boil some water, and make a cup of Darjeeling tea. Toast 2 slices of bread, and eat them with low-fat margarine. Then I open the newspaper and scan the local news. As she said, no violent crimes in the headlines. I let out a sigh of relief, fold up the paper and put it back where it was. At least I won't have to run all over the city trying to evade the police. But I decide it's better not to go back to the hotel, just to play it safe. I still don't know what happened during those lost 4 hours. I call the hotel. A man answers, and I don't recognize his voice. I tell him something's come up and I have to check out. I try my best to sound grown up. I've paid in advance, so it shouldn't be a problem. There are some personal effects in the room, I tell him, but they can be discarded. He checks the computer and sees that the bill's up to date. "Everything's in order, Mr. Tamura," he says. "You're all checked out. The key's a plastic card, so there's no need to return it." I thank him and hang up. I take a shower. Sakura's underwear and tights are drying in the bathroom. I try not to look at them and concentrate on my usual job of thoroughly scrubbing myself. And I try my best not to think about last night. I brush my teeth and put on a clean pair of pants, roll up my sleeping bag and stuff it into my backpack. Then wash my dirty clothes in the washing machine. There's no dryer, so after they go through the wringer, I fold them up and put them in a plastic bag and into my pack. I can always dry them at a laundrette later on.